Hey, earners, what's up? Look, today's episode is brought to you by Acorns. Have you ever felt overwhelmed by the idea of investing? I know I have. It can seem so complicated, and sometimes you just don't know where to start. Many of us think we need a lot of money to get into investing, or that we simply don't have the time to manage it. Well, today I want to share something that's going to make your life a lot easier. That's right, Acorns. Acorns makes it easier to start automatically saving and investing for you, your kids, and your retirement. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests your money for you. And now, Acorns is putting their money into the future. Open an Acorns Later IRA and get up to a 3% match on new contributions. That's extra money for your retirement. Don't waste another second. Head over to acorns.com/EYL or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/EYL. Earners, what's up? Y'all know the adage, buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise flagship fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise flagship fund to your portfolio in just minutes and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/earn. That's fundrise.com/earn. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise flagship fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.
So the next slide is the straight line system. So the Wolf of Wall Street, Jordan Belfort, like I told you about him already, this essentially, I'm going to go through it as quickly as possible, but it's actually a very deep thing. So can you go to the next slide really quickly, Magna? Thank you so much. So the fastest path to the sale is right in the middle, right? You're going to open, you're going to close. And these boundaries are when your client tries to take you outer space and they're talking about the election and Donald Trump and Joe Biden and COVID-19 and the weather and this. That's all the boundaries. Those are areas that you want to stay away from. On the fastest path of the sale, you want to keep people as close to the conversation that you're talking about as possible, okay? And the straight line system, it essentially involves creating absolute certainty in the prospect's mind about three key things, okay? You have to write these three key things down. If you guys don't write down anything else of this presentation, I need you to write these three things down. The client has to be at a 10 for all these three things. The first thing is the product. The second thing is the salesperson. And the third thing is the company. So if you go next. So these are the three tens of the straight line. We'll continue to the next slide. These three things right here. In order to have somebody complete a successful sales transaction with you, you have to be at from a scale from 1 to 10, you have to be at a 10 at the product level, a 10 that they believe in you and you're an amazing person and you're not a douchebag just trying to steal money from them, and they have to believe in your company. Has your company been around? Can they stand the test of time? Like, can I trust you guys with my hard-earned money? I'm going to write you this check right now. How do I know that you're not going to go bankrupt? How do I know that, you know, you guys are going to be around in 10 and 20 years? These are the three most important key steps in a sale. So as you're selling, right? So you've broken down the barriers, you've built rapport with your client. They love you. They think you're an amazing person. Boom. Next, you're keeping it simple. And now as you're selling, You're talking about the product and the service and why it's so amazing, why they can't live without it, how it's going to change their life, how it's going to take their life from an 8 to a 12. I'm going to show you how this real estate investment, I'm going to show you how this car, I'm going to show you how this BlackBerry is going to change your life. Do you see this keyboard? Like, remember we used to have the flip phones, we had the Sidekicks, you know? That's what we had up in Toronto, Canada. I don't know what you guys had down there, but we had some Nokias and Sony Ericssons, but when they came out with that keyboard, that was the selling feature. That is what, you can put a computer in your pocket. They were selling to business execs. That is what made BlackBerry so special. Right? So selling that product, selling yourself. Why are you selling that product? Are you just selling it just to make a commission check? Are you selling it because you're passionate about it? Are you selling it because maybe that BlackBerry saved your life? I can tell you a story. When I was in university, I typed a full 1,000-word essay on my BlackBerry, laying in my bed, you know? Like, I can tell you stories, but at the end of the day, people want to know that you're selling them not just because you're looking for a commission check, right? Not just because you want to pay your car note or your mortgage at the end of the month. They want to know that you're selling something because you're passionate about it. It's something that's important to you. It's something that has changed your life. My real estate investments, investing in real estate has changed my life. So when I sell about real estate, It's so easy for me. Like I told you guys, it's right now, it's 4 o'clock in the morning where I am in Santorini, Greece, and I'm up, I'm wired up. I'm so excited to talk to you guys because sales has changed my life. I dropped out of university. You know, I come from a neighborhood where you wouldn't really make it out, you know? Like I've been so blessed in my life, but just understanding this skill and how it applies to every aspect in business, in every aspect of life. Like I said, from you picking up a girl to you meeting your significant other to you getting a job to you increasing sales in your bottom line in your business to getting that right employee and you're building your team, you're selling them on a dream. You know, pastors in church were selling hope. You have to understand life is about sales and it's either you're selling or you're being sold. Those are the only two options that you have in this world. You're either selling or you're being sold, right? I was glad to have mentors and sharks around me from an early age that have taught me, you know, if you're hungry in this industry and you perfect your craft and you put your time in and you watch all the movies I recommended and you read every sales book you can and you put yourself out there in a commission sales job with no salary and you throw yourself into the wolves, you know, it doesn't work for everyone, but I'm telling you, if you have that mindset, you have that Mamba mentality, you have that killer instinct, there's no reason you should make less than $1 million a year in sales. There's no reason, especially if you're moving high ticket items. You know what I mean? Like you have to understand, selling real estate, the average commission I'm making in Toronto is anywhere from $20,000 to $30,000. That's one deal. You know, you do 10 deals, that's $250,000 right there. I got to do 40 deals for the entire year to make $1 million? No bet. My first year in real estate, I did 147 transactions because I was hungry. I didn't get to 100 and said, you know what, I'm good. Or I didn't get to, I made 200 G's, 300 G's. No. You want to be a successful salesperson? You have to ask yourself, how much money do you want to make? Whatever that is, 10x it. You want to make 100 grand? Set your goals at $1 million. That's what I did my first year in real estate. And I was able to make it happen, you know. Praise to the Most High. I take no credit for it. He has helped build me into the person that I am today, but also I've been cultivating this gift for 20 years, but it doesn't have to take you guys 20 years. It really doesn't, you know. And that's what's most important. So can we go to the next slide real quick? These are three most important keys as well. When we're talking about the three tens, you want to come across competent, you have expertise, and you have enthusiasm for your product, right? So you have to come across to your prospect and you are as smart and capable of solving any problems. No one's going to give you their hard-earned money if they don't trust that they're giving it to the right person, right? You have to know, you have to know your stuff, you know? You have to be the smartest in your craft. Me, I wake up every morning, I read real estate articles, I read business articles, I'm on Earn Your Leisure, Market Mondays, you know, all day, every day, where I study my craft because I want to be as competent as I can. And I want to be a person of expertise as well, right? And not only that, you have to have enthusiasm for whatever you're selling. It doesn't matter if you're selling shoelaces, you're selling toothbrushes, you're selling zippers. You have to be so enthusiastic that your product is revolutionary and it's going to change someone's life. You have to, without a shadow of a doubt, have to believe that. And that's what's so important. So as we go to the next slide, I want you guys to understand something that's very important as well, which is pretty much sales objections. Along the way, you're gonna see objections. And if you go to the next slide, you're gonna understand a little bit exactly what an objection is. So a sales objection is an explicit expression by a buyer that a barrier exists between the current situation and what needs to be satisfied before them buying from you. So in other words, it's a clear signal that A, you may have skipped a step in the sales process, or B, you have more selling to do.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.